Residents of Titania, in the north of Port-au-Prince, are reeling from the recent abduction of a group of Christian missionaries and their families. This health clinic is one of several public services in the community that have benefited from donations provided by the charity workers. Many here worry the kidnapping might mean that assistance from the missionary organization could come to an end.
We have not received any help now because they kidnapped the missionaries. Whatever happened, that is hurting us. It's affecting us a lot, and it's hurting us.
Our arrival in Titanyan did not go unnoticed. Many locals were eager to share examples of how the charity group has improved the lives of community members. Since the kidnapping, emotions here are running high.
The government does nothing for us. Then we have a group of people who come to our community to help us, and this happens. We can't treat them like this. We are demanding their freedom. We demand that the national police do something fast.
This video, displaying an arsenal of firearms and munitions, was recently posted on social media by a group called 400 Mogozo, the criminal gang responsible for the abduction. The group has been blamed for some 80% of the kidnappings that take place in Haiti. The gang is asking for $17 million in ransom.
We're outside the headquarters of the Christian Aid Ministry's mission in Haiti, and we were told off the record by a staff member that all but a handful of aid workers have been evacuated from the country, and almost all of their work has been suspended as efforts remain underway to free the hostages.
With each passing day, the charity mission remains closed. Locals who depend on food donations and other free services are growing more desperate for assistance.
I pray to God that the kidnappers release the missionaries because they are the ones that helped me. I was sleeping on the streets.
While Haiti's national police declined to comment on the ongoing investigation, a joint effort with U.S. federal agents remains underway to free the 17 hostages. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Port-au-Prince.